This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arnold Almonte.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got a confession to make, which only seems fitting since it is Sunday morning. You see, when I was a free-spirited tomboy growing up on Goya Street in Granada Hills, decades before becoming the tax lady and owner of the largest business of its kind in the country, I went to some of the best public schools in all of California, including Van Gogh Elementary, Robert Frost Junior High, and of course, Kennedy High School. Now, the reason why I believe my schools were some of the best public schools in California is simple. You see, no one was ever shot or killed by an unstable young white kid armed with an assault rifle, gas mask, and bulletproof vest. Now, of course, we had our share of gang violence and after-school fights. But you know what? No one at any public school I attended was ever shot or killed by some whack job with an assault rifle. Which is why, like most of you, I'm sick and tired of our kids being killed in public schools by mentally unstable kids carrying assault rifles capable of shooting, 45 to 100 rounds every minute? I mean, when you and I were kids, we ran from dodgeballs on the school playground, not bullets. Now, can any of you guess how many gun shootings there's been on our public school campuses since 2013? Are you ready? Approximately 300 shootings, which is unacceptable and preventable. If our government spent as much money protecting kids at schools as you spend every month protecting your materialistic items like your cars, your boats, your motorcycles, your jewelry, your houses, and even your cell phones. In fact, unless you and your kids raise money, stage protests, organize school walkouts, demonstrations, lie downs, and bus trips to every state capital in the country, like the kids in Florida did, nothing is ever going to change, which means more innocent kids are going to die dodging bullets instead of dodging balls on their school playground like you and my producer Mike did as kids. You see, thoughts and prayers and condolences, I think they're wonderful. However, unfortunately, they're not going to prevent mass shootings. Instead, you know what's going to prevent mass shootings? More sensible and common sense gun laws, more government accountability, and better security on public school campuses like private school campuses. That's what's going to prevent mass shootings and heartaches and tears and broken families. You know what else I also think? We need to provide medical help for the mentally ill. But you know what? That's never going to happen in our lifetime. And as long as we're being honest this morning, do you realize that my dogs and my 86-year-old mom could go out and buy an assault rifle capable of shooting up an entire school? Which means your kids aren't safe. In fact, gun lovers with histories of depression, mental instability, and actual mental illness can buy as many guns as they want, as can wife beaters and abusers of children who, in my opinion, should be dragged off in a body bag. And that's because in America, the land of money, credit cards, and greed is what matters when you walk into a store to make a purchase. Just look at the shooting that happened at that Baptist church. I mean, how else can you explain allowing kids under the age of 21 to buy assault weapons before they can legally drink? That's why, in my opinion, at the very least, we've got to require purchasers of assault rifles to be at least 21 years old. Because you know what? the vast majority of mass shooters on school campuses are under 21 years of age. And you know what they use? Assault rifles, which is why I agree with our president. And I want to also ban all bump stocks from getting in the hands of anyone who wants to kill kids. But in order to have sensible and common sense gun laws, you know what you need? You need to get the NRA's permission, not Attorney General Jeff Sessions' permission. And that's because the NRA has hundreds of devoted politicians in their bank accounts and back pockets, which means you're never going to see any meaningful legislative changes made to our gun laws over the next 10 years. In fact, I don't even believe you're going to see any meaningful legislation until the kids who survive these horrific mass shootings week in and week out grow up and become our elected officials. Then and only then are you going to see any meaningful change. So if you can't change gun laws in a country with tens of millions of gun owners like myself, how can you protect your kids from mentally ill shooters at school? Well, the first thing you could do is hold your incompetent politicians accountable for their total and complete failure to protect your kids at school. Now, I've said this in the past, and I'm going to say it again. You need to have the courage to vote differently and get rid of incompetent and uncaring politicians who turn a blind eye to gun violence and common sense gun legislation. Second, you need to demand that all government employees who failed the families in Florida, including FBI officials, local law enforcement, and employees at that awful Florida Department of Children and Families, get fired. I want you to do the right thing and fire every single one of them today, because failing is no longer an option when kids are dying. I mean, how in the world can local law enforcement officials who were called to the shooter's home over 28 times fail to arrest him or at the very least commit him to a mental facility just like his brother? Yeah, that's right. His brother was committed to a mental facility. Not only were local police aware of the shooter's deeply disturbing behavior, but so were the incompetent employees at that Florida Department of Children and Families Department. Hey, I also agree with the president. And you know what else? I believe the FBI is at fault and should be held accountable, because the FBI's call center, they received an anonymous and highly specific tip about the shooter, and yet no one there followed policy or protocol, so the tip was never forwarded to local FBI field offices for another house visit. Now, maybe, just maybe, if someone from a local FBI office reviewed that kid's file and mental history, including his violent and very threatening social media post, I bet those 17 people could be alive today. After all, fresh eyes matter in law enforcement, which is why so many cold cases get solved. But you know what that requires? Competence at the highest level. So I understand why our president threw the FBI under the bus with that tweet. Now, I don't agree with his language, but I get it. You see, unfortunately, no one from the FBI or anyone else is ever going to be fired for what this mentally unstable kid did, because that requires holding incompetent government employees accountable, which I assure you is not in our government's DNA. So what is it that you can do? Now, I know that you're not going to like this, and my producer Mike isn't either. But you know what I believe? You need to spend as much money protecting your kids as you currently spend protecting your materialistic items every month, like your cars, your house, your jewelry, and even your phone. Because guess what? Your materialistic items are replaceable, but your kids aren't. Because the sad reality is that in 2018, your government is not spending enough money to protect your kids at school, so you're going to have to pick up the tab. just like you've been picking up the tab for your kids to participate in school sports programs or school field trips or school theater programs and all extracurricular school activities at a cost of over $700 a year. So why not pay a little bit more to make sure your kids are safe? That's why I believe schools are going to eventually assess a $500 yearly security fee on parents so your public schools have enough money to make their schools as safe as private schools. Because guess what? Mass shootings aren't happening at private schools. I get passionate talking about kids, and I got great news for you. We have an unbelievable show because we're talking about your money, your taxes, your health, and Robert Mueller's love affair with Russia. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by health and wellness expert, Dr. Mark Kasha.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm excited to share with you that I have Dr. Mark Kasha in studio. And as you know, Dr. Kasha is my personal chiropractor because Dr. Kasha makes me feel good. Good morning, Dr. Kasha.
Good morning, Ronnie.
What I want to know is when patients come to your office, what type of pain are they dealing with?
Well, that is what brings patients in, is pain in general. A lot of times they're dealing with pain that's been there for a long time. It started off with a minor knee issue, for example, might spread to a hip. Then the low back is bothering them. Eventually, it's the neck. And, you know, we might actually develop an area on our spines where we don't even want our spouse to massage, you know, stay away from that area kind of thing. So what we address is pain.
Would you find the most common complaints that you receive from your patients are headaches, neck aches, or back aches? And if so, how do you treat these conditions?
Well, easily it's a combination of all three. That comprises probably 90% of my patients. In dentistry, there's a saying, good teeth don't hurt. In chiropractic, we say a good spine won't hurt either. What we typically do then is we take a thorough history. History can give us probably 80 to 90% of a good diagnosis of what's going on. An example of that is a patient of mine who's in his mid-70s, and he still goes back to 10th grade high school wrestling as being the source of his problems. So when we have a specific incident, we certainly do think about that. As far as examination, what we do there is we do a range of motion. We want to see how the person's turning from right to left. You know, are they turning with their shoulders to look over their blind spot while driving? Or is it tilting forward? Or a lot of times it's tilting back that gives the issue. And that's a lot of times with electronic devices. We're getting a lot more of that upper back and neck.
Dr. Kasha, I'm so glad that you brought up driving. Let's face it, right now you see more auto accidents than ever before. Do you see a lot of patients who were just in car accidents? And if so, what type of injuries do you treat?
Well, with auto accidents, a lot of times it's from the person behind playing on their phone or doing text messages or something. So they have no clue that the traffic has stopped. So they're doing a good solid impact to the car in front. So the person gets injured with that one, of course, is the person that gets hit. And it's called a hyperflexion, hyperextension injury. And what happens is the head whips back, then it whips forward, and we have damaged muscles and ligaments, but we also have the misaligned vertebrae of the neck. The muscles and ligaments heal up given about 6 to 8 weeks. But if they're healing up around the vertebrae that are still out of place, the problem can continue on for some time. That'll be that 75-year-old patient that's saying, you know, back in October I had that accident. And so that's the sort of patient that remembers when they didn't get the proper care. So if you're having a painful back that you're not letting anybody else touch, or if you've been in an auto accident or have neck and upper back pain, definitely give me a call. Dr. Mark Kasha, 916-967-7436. 916-967-7436.
Now, Dr. Kasha, I love chiropractic care. I love how you make me feel better. However, for those audience members who are unfamiliar with chiropractic care, Can you please dumb down exactly what you do? Because you make me feel better and you make a whole lot of patients feel better as well.
Well, after our initial history and examination, our typical treatment is coming in and using one of our therapy tables first to loosen the patient up. We have warm water tables that have jets built into them. And the idea there is to help loosen up the muscles, release the tension from driving and traffic and all that sort of thing. But it definitely makes the adjustments go a lot easier. They're already gentle adjustments, but if they can be made that much easier because of the therapies, that's all the better. From there, the patient comes in the room. I catch up on symptoms, you know, because as we treat, our symptoms are changing. They're getting better. The person's not noticing their right shoulder as much, but now they're noticing their mid-back issue that might have already been there too. But then we get rid of that too. So it keeps me up current on what's happening there, any concerns the patient has. And from there, it's the patient lies on the table. We do some gentle adjustments, and they're off.
Now, Dr. Kasha, when I'm at your office and I get an adjustment, I hear what almost sounds like a cracking sound, as if I'm cracking my knuckles. So can you explain what that sound is and how safe that sound really is?
Well, the sound I feel is fluid shifting within the joint itself. We're always moving a vertebrae or a joint from where it's out of alignment into the direction it needs to go. So totally safe in that regards. And in fact, you know, people talking about the old wives' tales about cracking your knuckles is going to cause more arthritis, they found that not to be true. But going within the normal range of motion, just a traction type thing with the knuckles, I'm more comfortable with.
For those of you just joining us, I've got my chiropractor in studio, and that's Dr. Mark Kasha. And that's because Dr. Kasha makes me feel so good. Dr. Kasha, can you talk about some of your patients, maybe some of their ages and history, for our audience members who know nothing about chiropractic care?
Ronnie, I treat patients as young as early elementary school, and that's usually from a trauma of some sort, falling off the bunk bed or whatever that way, bicycles, skateboards as they get a little older, motocross, skateboarding as they get into their teens. But from the 20s, it's typically auto cases that bring them in. As we get a little older, the problems that we did when we were teens are now showing up in their 30s. Then we get some degeneration going and those types of complaints. So there's always something for everybody, unfortunately. I treat all ages, all different types of problems. So if you have a problem that you want me to check on, I'd be happy to do it. Call me, Dr. Mark Kasha, 916-967-7436. 916-967-7436.
Dr. Kasha, besides chiropractic adjustments, what other treatments do you provide your patients in pain?
It's been one of my sidelines is I'm always looking for something to help relieve pain. So one of the things I've picked up more recently is a device called Rapid Release. And what it is, it's a 10,000 RPM massager. Sounds pretty wild, but what it does is it helps break down scar tissue in muscles that have stayed tight for so long. And that accounts for a lot of muscle knots that just will not go away. They go away with this. Other therapies that we've done are muscle stimulation, where we'll actually get muscles contracting with an electric device. And what we do is just fatigue the muscle to the point where it does give up also. So there are some solutions for these muscles that are staying so tight. If that's something you're dealing with and you'd like me to check it out, I definitely encourage you to give me a call, 916-967-7436. That's 916-967-7436.
Now, Dr. Kasha, can you explain two things? The amount of time that appointments at your office generally takes, and also the unbelievable health benefits that your patients feel. Because, Dr. Kasha, I feel fantastic.
Well, that's great. Ronnie, there have been many different types of techniques that have been used throughout the years. Chiropractic was started in 1895. Up through the early 60s, a very common treatment would be to get the adjustment, which was upper cervical only, meaning the atlas axis, top two vertebrae. The patient would then lie on a warm bed in a dark room for a half hour before they were allowed to leave. In other words, just to let the adjustment settle into position. I would love to do that, but we can't do that with our lifestyles these days. So typically when a patient comes into my office, they sign in, they pretty much immediately go to one of our therapy tables, which is either the water table, jacuzzi, dry jacuzzi type table, which is great, as you know. The other table we have available is a roller table. It's a deeper massage type table, which is great. But that's anywhere from 8 to 10 minutes. Then they come into my treatment room, where I then catch up with them, and we're in and out in probably 7 or 8 minutes. So grand total, probably 20 minutes. And after 20 minutes, my patients definitely feel better when they leave than when they came in. That's my ultimate goal.
All right, Dr. Kasha, I love our interviews. Sacramento, I need you to stick around because we have Jonathan Rose, who is our gold and precious metals expert, and he's coming on to talk about bitcoins, cryptocurrency, and how you can make a lot more money. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Jonathan Rose and Capital Gold Group.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I got to tell you something. I love interviewing Jonathan Rose. And Jonathan Rose is with Capital Gold Group. And the bottom line is, he is one of the most unbelievable experts on this subject matter. So good morning, Jonathan. Welcome back.
Good morning, Ronnie. Pleasure to be here with you.
Now, Jonathan, a couple weeks ago, I did a segment on the stock market and the fact that I'm getting gray hair and wrinkles, and my producer, Mike, is losing his hair. So bringing you on today is so significant because, let's face it, investors are freaking out and they don't know where to put their money. So can you please enlighten us on alternative assets and investments?
Well, absolutely. I think a lot of people watched the news recently. They saw the stock market take a couple of significant plunges. And yes, you're right. You know, people spilt their coffee on their shirts and they're wondering if they should sell everything. And I would say, you know, no is the answer to that because markets are cyclical. Yes, the stock market, in my opinion, is definitely overvaluated and there can be further corrections, which I think will happen this year. And it's just a question of being proactive, knowing these type of occurrences actually happen rather than reactive. And that's why I've always been an advocate for alternative investments. When people say, well, what are alternative investments out there? You know, the first place I gravitate towards is precious metals, assets like gold and silver that you physically hold on to. And folks, I'm not talking gold mining stocks or gold ETFs, physical gold that you hold on to, put somewhere safe like a safety deposit box or even in your IRA. And again, having precious metals is a diversification strategy. And more importantly, it's portfolio insurance. So if you're concerned that your profits are going to be eroded away by the stock market's volatility, or you feel that our trade deficit now topping $20 trillion, you know, it continues to balloon and balloon, but how long can you kick that proverbial can down the road? Well, not for much longer before that can actually stubs your toe and we pay the repercussions for it. So again, having gold and silver as an integral part of a balanced portfolio, I think is a win-win situation for everybody out there because it's preservation of wealth. And again, I can't say it enough, that's what security precious metals provide. So, you know, if your listeners want to know how do I purchase gold and silver, what types and gold coins and bars should I be buying? How do I put it into an IRA? These are some of our top questions that people call in and ask us. And your viewers can do the same thing by calling us at 800-200-4653. That's 800-200-4653. And they can actually ask for our definitive gold guide. It's absolutely free. We'll mail it out to you. Postage is obviously included. And it will show you how to purchase gold and silver at the lowest possible prices, which coins and bars are going to be more profitable in the future. And more importantly, you know who you're dealing with when purchasing precious metals. You know, I'm a distributor for the United States Mint. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've done over $1 billion worth of transactions in the precious metals industry. And again, alternative assets is really an integral part of someone's portfolio. So again, for gold and silver, you can log on to our website at capitalgoldgroup.com. You can call us at 800-200-GOLD. And I think, you know, that's one of the first and easiest steps to really get started in precious metals. Now, Ronnie, do I have enough time to kind of talk about another alternative asset that I'm a big fan of right now?
Yeah, and Jonathan, I know exactly where you're going and I have goosebumps. Of course, I want you to educate our audience on your amazing knowledge with alternative assets and investments.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, obviously, a new alternative asset that's out there that's obviously grabbing headlines every day are assets such as cryptocurrencies. What's cryptocurrencies? Well, you've probably heard the terms Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple. Now, obviously, this is a new wave of digital currencies that we're actually facing. But what people need to know is that assets like Bitcoin, it is not just a fad. It's here to stay. There's retailers right now that are accepting Bitcoin as payment. Believe it or not, I'm going to rattle off a few names, and this may surprise you, but Home Depot, Microsoft, JCPenney, Expedia. There's a many companies out there that are accepting Bitcoin as a currency to make a transaction. But some of you may say, well, how do I even use Bitcoin? Do I need to, you know, how can I buy a top with Bitcoin? And I think you need to look a bit higher up the food chain, because if you're looking at cryptocurrencies as an investment, what you need to understand is that cryptocurrencies, it's like the web all over again, the internet. This is the birth of something new. And as people feel safer in these digital currencies, which are decentralized from the U.S. government and really don't have anybody pulling the strings on them, there really is a lot of fundamentals behind cryptocurrencies that make it also an important part to have into your portfolio. What I will say is March the 1st is a key date that we're focusing on right now for cryptocurrencies, and that's simply because on that date, there's going to be another 260,000 U.S. retailers that will be accepting Bitcoin as a form of payment. That's very significant because, you know, the more retailers out there accepting cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, the more value it's going to gain. So that's why we think that's a great asset to hold on to. And again, if you want to know how do I invest in Bitcoin, what is Bitcoin? How can I hold on to it safely and securely? And can I put it in an IRA? The answer is yes to that, folks, by the way. You can call us at 800-200-4653. That's 800-200-4653. And our website for cryptocurrencies is cryptowalletira.com. That's cryptowalletira.com.
Now, Jonathan, you make a great point about that March 1st date. When you talk about over 260,000 retailers are now going to start accepting Bitcoins, what I want to know is, what is that going to do for the price of Bitcoins? Because like you say, it will be the new normal. So do you see then Bitcoins, the price, cryptocurrency getting even more sexy and attractive after that date? Or do you think it's going to still be a little bit of a turbulent market?
I think it's still going to be a turbulent market. I think, you know, I always say water finds its own level and cream rises to the top. But what I will say about assets like Bitcoin and Ripple and Ethereum, I believe they're the cream. And I think once, you know, we kind of get a gauge and a sense of where it's going to settle, I mean, even though it's been a bit of a turbulent ride for cryptocurrencies the past few months, you know, I've actually had clients themselves personally that have done extremely well by holding on to digital currencies. And I think there's only one really solid way for it to go in the next 1, 2, 5, 6 years, and that's up. And when you look at the underlying fundamentals of a lot of these cryptocurrencies, and I don't want to get too technical over the airways with everybody, but that's why, you know, if you want to know more about cryptocurrencies, you can get one of our e-guides that we can send out to you that's really a starter guide to understanding, you know, what cryptocurrencies you should be kind of pinpointing and where we feel it's going from here. You know, obviously, the more retailers we have adding cryptocurrencies as digital payment, the better it's going to be. But, you know, one of my customers said to me, well, when can I take my wife to Nordstrom's and buy her a blouse and pay with Bitcoin? And I kind of sat back and I said, well, I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell you that, but I'm not focusing on purchasing a cup of coffee with Bitcoin. I'm looking for the light switch to be activated when companies like Alibaba in Asia, who's the Amazon equivalent, start accepting Bitcoin, which we believe will happen fairly shortly. And when that happens, so will Amazon. Whether you have an interest in protecting your IRA with precious metals, whether it's about adding cryptocurrencies as a part of your portfolio and watching it grow, that's what we're here for. So again, folks, 800-200-4653 and learn how to protect yourself, not just with precious metals, but take advantage of this growing boom in the cryptocurrency sector.
Jonathan, you give me goosebumps. I love our interviews because you provide myself, my producer, and our thousands and thousands of audience members such important information in order for them, like you say, they want to preserve their wealth. They don't want to live fear of that inflation, and they want portfolio insurance. So, Jonathan Rose, I thank you again for another amazing interview. All right, everybody, I've got an incredible last segment for you because I want to talk about Robert Mueller and his love affair with Russia. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Megan Reeves at ReevesLoans.com.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And what I'm wondering this morning is probably the same thing that many of you are wondering. And that is how Robert Mueller must be feeling after spending approximately $10 million, $20 million, $30 million or more on the witch hunt against our president without filing a single indictment against him or anyone else on his team for collusion or obstruction of justice. After all, in my opinion, the sensational charges filed against the Russians last week are a waste of the paper they're printed on, since none of them will ever see the inside of an American jail for any of their alleged crimes, even if they're guilty. Because remember, our Constitution doesn't give Mueller, or anyone else for that matter, any extradition powers over the Russians. So what's the point of wasting your hard-earned money going after them? You see, as of right now, Mueller and his very expensive legal team that you're paying for has either indicted or gotten guilty pleas from 19 people, with more indictments likely to follow over the next 45 days. This consists of 4 former Trump advisors, 13 Russian nationals, 3 Russian companies, 1 California man, a London-based lawyer, and a partridge in a pear tree. Of course, 4 of these criminal defendants have already pleaded guilty, with the latest being some low-level nobody named Alex van der Zwan. In fact, what's absolutely unbelievable to me is that not one of the charges filed against the Americans or any of Trump's advisors have directly alleged that they work with Russia to interfere with the campaign, which is why our president has been lit up on Twitter over this past week, and I don't blame him. Because what we know so far is that 3-star general Michael Flynn and George Papadopoulos have already pleaded guilty to lying about their Russian contacts and nothing else. And Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, of course, they've been hit with money laundering and nothing related to collusion or obstruction of justice. And as I predicted a couple months ago, Rick Gates is now a star witness for Robert Mueller. So I wouldn't be surprised if Paul Manafort is the next person to turn, because he's facing decades in jail and has quite a story to tell. Plus, he doesn't have the financial resources to defend himself, which I'm telling you from my personal experience can add up to tens of millions of dollars. Believe me, witch hunts and criminal investigations that lead to bridges to nowhere can bleed you dry, which is why so many criminal defendants are going to plead guilty to lesser charges. So even though Robert Mueller has spent countless hours and tens of millions of dollars of your superhero taxpaying dollars investigating hacking and leaking of prominent Democrat emails, no obstruction of justice charges have been filed. Again, what a waste of money. Which brings us back to the 13 Russian nationals and three Russian companies who were indicted on, are you ready? Conspiracy charges. And some of them are also being accused of, are you ready? Identity theft. Are you kidding me? We are wasting valuable government resources and money on that? I mean, everybody knew that the Russian trolls at the Internet Research Agency in Russia have been in business for years. And you know who that includes? Our previous president, President Obama, and of course, Hillary Clinton. Which is why, in my opinion, the charges against the Russian trolls are pathetic and a joke. In fact, the Russian troll farm, they spent millions of dollars every month increasing patriotism among the Russians while portraying the United States negatively, especially presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, which, let's be honest, it's pretty easy to do. Now, what's really important is that Mueller's indictment doesn't allege that any American knowingly participated in Russian meddling or in any way suggest that Trump campaign associates had more than unwitting contact with some of the criminal defendants who posed as Americans during the election season. Which is why I want to know how a sophisticated Russian troll effort to sway political opinion in the United States differs in any way from what our actual candidates do during their own campaigns. I mean, isn't it the goal of all American candidates, including President Trump and Hillary Clinton, to sway political opinion of all Americans to get their votes? Because I thought that's what we've been doing for the past 100 years. Now, obviously, like all of you, I don't want anyone hacking into our voting systems to change the actual vote count, because that would be tampering with an election. However, having a strategy that involves creating internet postings to promote or disparage candidates doesn't amount to collusion, obstruction of justice, or tampering. Instead, you know what it is? It's good old-fashioned politics that President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and our outstanding president all mastered during their respective campaigns, as will many more candidates in the upcoming midterm elections. Come on, foreign involvement in U.S. campaigns is not new, and it's been going on for decades. What is new, however, is this type of indictment, because I've never seen anything quite like it, which is why I respectfully disagree with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Of course, you and I have always known that people are not who they appear to be on the internet. That's called catfishing. Hell, people aren't even who they appear to be in person. But that's not collusion or obstruction of justice. Which is why this indictment does nothing more but confirm what we already know. Russia is our enemy. So of course they want to promote discord in the United States and undermine public confidence in our democracy. Isn't that what Hillary Clinton did? Or what any number of politicians who abuse their positions of power did in order to win an election? Because the last time I checked, Hillary Clinton had plenty of trolls aimed in part to help her defeat Donald Trump. But the reality is, her trolls weren't as good as the Trump trolls or even those Russian trolls. Which is why I respectfully disagree with you, Robert Mueller, and do not believe this indictment will do anything to change the facts. You see, these interference efforts began in 2014, which was years before President Trump announced he was running for president. And guess what else? President Obama was in the White House when these trolls started business, and President Obama did nothing about it. And since the results of the election were not impacted based on Mueller's own words in his indictment, there's no collusion or obstruction of justice, which leads me to the bigger issue. The only way Mueller is ever going to resolve the collusion issue that's at the heart of his probe is by wasting more of your hard-earned money to file more indictments unrelated to collusion, which is unfortunate, especially at a time when your kids' public schools desperately need this money for better security like the private schools have. All right, everybody, I'm out of time, but I want to thank you so much for your support and encourage you to visit our website, RonnieDeutschRadio.com, to listen to any of our previous radio shows or connect with our amazing experts. And in honor of my love affair with James Bond, I'd like to dedicate this song to you, superhero taxpayers, because you pay for everything, including all of the ridiculous costs associated with the worthless indictments filed against the Russian trolls. See you next weekend, everybody, on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
From Russia with love, I fly to you.
If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.
From Russia with love, I've seen places.